Today, Shir's Masechta Gedushin Davov. We will begin by Ezer Hashem's Baruch and Davov Amar Aleph, three lines from the top. Tanu Rabbanim Na'abraisa teaches us, Harayat Ishti, if a man says to a woman, Harayat Ishti, Harayat Arusasi, Harayat Kanuyali. In all of these cases, says the Mishnah, Mikudeshes. They're considered Mikudeshes. Continues the Brais, Harayat Shali, Harayat Burshusi, Harayat Zakukali. Here too says the Braisa that in all of these cases the halacha is mukadeshes, that it's a valid way of expressing kedushin. So ask the Gemara, listen to Kula Kachada, why were all these cases not taught together? Why did they separate the cases? Answers the Gemara Tana plus plus Shmina Gersinu. The Tana, as he learnt it. These three at a time, and since he learnt it three at a time, that's the way he gave it over. Ask the Gemara, Bailahu, if somebody said, Harei at miuchedesli, mahu, what would be the halacha? Is it a valid way of expressing a kedushin? If somebody says, Harei at miuchedesli, and we remember when the Torah speaks about a Amma Avriya, the Tarek Dasha tells us that a husband, the owner or son of the Amavriya has right to say a Shaloya Oda, has a right to take the Amavriya as a wife. So we see that the word yield represents getting married. So the Gemara's question is, if the husband, as he marries a wife, uses that word muedisli, mahu, what would be the halacha? If somebody says, Ezrosi mahu, Ezkedosi mahu, because the Torah uses these words in the context of Kedushin. The Torah, when it speaks about getting married, back in Parshas Bereishis, says, Esaloi nezekenegdai. If somebody said, Atzrosi mahu, Tzalosi mahu, Sugrosi mahu, Tachti mahu, all these words are all also related to how Chava was created from Adam Arishin, as the Pasuk says in Parashas Bereishis. V'yikach achas metzaloysov, v'yiska boso tachtana. So we see from here that these are words that are very connected, and these are words that are very connected to Kedushin. Tfusasi mahu, we find that word by Yisaita, who had a relationship. L'kuchasi mahu, what's the halacha by the word of l'kuchasi? So the Gemara asks all these different words that allude to kedushin, what will be the halacha? Says the Gemara, p'shait mi'chada, one of these questions could be answered, the Tanya, the Braisa says, if somebody says l'kuchasi, harei ze mekudoshes, that is a valid way of expressing kedushin, b'shem shenemar, because the Torah HaKadosh uses the words, ki'ikach ish isha, so we see that the word lekuchen is very much part of the kedushin process. Ibailahu. So now the Gemara asks, what happens if we use the word chirifusei? What is that a valid expression of kedushin? Says the Gemara Tashma. The Braisa teaches us ha'oimer chirufasi. Somebody says to a woman chirufasi mekudeshes. Why says the Braisa? Shekein biYehuda, in the Yehuda region of Eretz Yisrael, they call an arusa Charufa. And therefore we see that Charufa is a valid expression of Kedushin. Ask the Gemara, V'Yehuda have a Ruba da'alma. So fine, that is a valid way, that is the way they express themselves in Yehuda. But why would that be relevant to the rest of the world? And Yehuda is just one region in the world. Says the Marhachikomer, Haima Charufasi Mekudeshes, Shenemar, and the pasuk over there is referring to a shifcha who's mureses. So we see that the word nachrefes means mureses. Void. Furthermore, says the Gemara, another reason why charufasi is considered a valid way of expressing kedushin because Shabbi Yehuda karen arusa charufa. Says the Gemara, V'Yehuda v'oid l'kra. So the Gemara's question is, if the pasuk already indicates that charufasi is a proper way of describing erusin, why is the fact that it's mentioned in Yehuda any nafkamina? Says the Gemara, this is the way to understand the Braisa. I'm a charufasi be Yehuda mukadeshes. The Braisa is saying that only in Yehuda is this a valid way of expressing oneself, because in Yehuda, karen larusa charufa. So as the Rashba explains, as the Ritva explains this Gemara, besides that the wording has to be a legitimate wording, it also has to be a wording that is used. It's a word that's used in that language. If it's not a word that's used in that location, words that don't have meaning are not relevant. So the pasuk says, the Gemara said, since the pasuk says, v'hi shivka nechrefes lish, so we see that nechrefes is a weird way of describing kedushin. What is the pasuk speaking about? So Rabbi Kiva explains that the pasuk is speaking about a chatzi shivcha v'chatzi beschayrin, a woman that's half free and half still a shivcha, and she became mekudeshes to Neved Ivri. Rabbi Shmuel explains that it's speaking about a full-fledged shivcha kananis, but the halacha is a shivcha kananis is allowed to live with a eved ivri. So Rashi and Tosfos say that it makes more sense to say that the pasuk, that our Gemara follows the opinion of Rabbi Kiva, that the pasuk is speaking about somebody who's chatzi shivcha v'chatzi bascharin hamureses leved ivri, and therefore, since she's a bascharin, she is a person that have kedushin, and therefore, since we see that the Torah uses the word nechrefes to describe kedushin, it's a raya that nechrefes is a word for erusin. The Rashba disagrees. He says, even if we'll say like Rabbi Shmuel, he says that the pasuk is speaking about a full-fledged shivcha kananis, it isn't difficult to say that charufasi still means erusin, because even a full-fledged shivcha kananis has to be miyuchedis, has to be reserved for one eved ivri, and therefore the word charufasi, even in that context, means erevin. So as we explained, that even though the word charufasi in the pasuk indicates erusin, still it has to also be a word that's used in that location. Like in our Gemara, in Yehuda, it's a lashon kedushin. And the Bi'ur Halacha, and we've quoted this Bi'ur Halacha previously, explains as follows. When one speaks in Lashon Kodesh, it doesn't make a difference where he is. Lashon Kodesh is an effective means of creating a halachic situation. But when one speaks in a language where it is not Lashon Kodesh, so then it depends. If it's in a location where that is the language that's used, so for example, you speak English in the United States. So if you speak English in the United States, then that becomes a language that could affect halachic status. But that's only if it's a language that's spoken here. If you're going to speak a language which is not spoken here, so then even if you understand the language, it wouldn't be effective. Our Gemara has discussed, and we'll continue discussing, where we have the various wording and which are effective. And the question is, if they're effective, then that would be a valid kedushin. But of course we know that the halacha is that we need to have edim. And the halacha is, what would be the halacha if the husband and wife, as we explained, speak English in the United States, and the kedushin is taking place here in the United States. So if they understand the language, and it's the language of the land, it's effective, but the edim don't understand the kedushin. Is that going to be valid or not? There are poskim that suggest that the edim have to see that the husband and the wife are going through a kedushin process, but they don't have to know everything. As long as they're recognizing that what's taking place here is a valid kedushin. The fact that they don't know all the details and understand everything that's being said, that still would be a valid kedushin. Continues the Gemara. But my skinin, we spoke as we began today's shir with many different words, which the Gemara questions of their valid expressions of kedushin. So ask the Gemara, what exactly are we referring to? Before he made the statement, they were not speaking about marriage. Says the Gemara, and he makes this statement, how would she in any way understand that he's interested in getting married? And as the Rishonim all point out, kedushin cannot take place unless she consents wholeheartedly to the kedushin. And if she doesn't, if there's no reason to believe that kedushin is taking place, they weren't talking about it, and she doesn't know what this means, why would she be mekudeshes? Ella, we have to say that we're referring to a situation, the medabi imo aliske gita v'kedusha, that they are speaking about getting married. And therefore, afagav delay omala, so ask the Gemara, even if he didn't use any of these wording, as long as they're speaking about getting married, and he gives her the kesef kedushin, the halacha is nami. It should be considered a valid kedushin. The Tanan, as the Mishnah Masech the Ma'aseh Sheni Perek Dalet Mishnah Zion teaches us, hay medabem isha aliska gita v'kedusha. One was speaking to his wife, to a woman, about getting married. The nasan lo are getting divorced. The nasan lo gita v'kedusha, and then he gives her to her v'lo pirish, and he didn't explain what he meant. Rabbi Yossi Omer Dayoy, the wording is not necessary, and she will be divorced or married, given the circumstance. Rabbi Yudah Mitzarech Lefarish, you do have to explain what you mean. Vamar Rav Huna Mishmul, Halach Rabbi Yossi, the Halach is like Rabbi Yossi. So the question is, why are all these words important? We have to see the circumstances. Amri L'Olam B'Dabi Mal Iska V'Gedusha G'desha. We are referring to a situation that we're talking about getting married. And says the Gemara, Vidi Yavalov Shasik, if he had given her the money to get Mekudeshes, and he wouldn't have said anything. So as the Mishnah Masech the Ma'aseh Sheni teaches us, Rabbi Yossi teaches us, Hachinami Tzaval Kedushin. Here, Hachim Ma'eskin, the Yavalov Amalei Behani Lishni, he used one of these words, Vachkam Boile. And the question of our Gemara is, Hani Lishni L'Kedushi Kama, do we say that this is a perfect extension of what he was doing, because these are all legitimate words of kedushin. Idoma, what he really just meant was to say la melacha kamala. He meant to hire her to work, and therefore by saying more, it's less. If he wouldn't have said anything, it wouldn't have been a problem. The fact that he said these words creates this concern, and the Gemara, in fact, says Teiku, the question remains unresolved. The Gemara, as the Rashba and Ran say, Pshat in the Gemara, that if the woman does not clearly understanding the meaning of what the Chosson says, the Kedusha cannot take face, even regardless of the assumed meaning of what he says. Kedushin can't take effect without the wife's consent. So says the Rashba, that if the man uses expressions of kedushin other than the standard declaration of Harei At Mekudeshes Li, the kedushin doesn't take effect unless the wife will say she understands what he meant to say, or, as our Gemara just said, they were a sukin b'isa inyan. So it seems that if the husband, however, used what's the typical wording that's used by every kedushin, Harei At Mekudeshes Li, then the halacha is that she's going to be mekudeshes. Because since that's the standard wording, there's no room for misunderstanding. The Torah disagrees, and he says that even if the husband used the wording harei at mekudeshes, but the wife says, I didn't know what that meant, she is believed and she would not be mekudeshes. The Beis Yosef, quoting the Rosh, differentiates between the husband and the wife, and says that even the wife is believed to claim ignorance, and says, I don't know what that, I didn't realize that Harei At Mekudeshes means that we're getting married. She's believed if she says it. If a husband gives a ring to the wife and uses one of these expressions, he is not going to be believed to say, well, I didn't realize that I'm getting married. So Rav Naftali Trop explains, how do we understand what this means, what the Beis Yosef means? He says, because we don't believe the man. However, if it was obvious, says Rav Naftali Trop, that this what he's saying is true, and he says, I really didn't know what this statement means. So says Rav Naftali Trop that even the Beis Yosef would agree that they would not be married. So our Gemara has indicated that there's a new way of making it work, and that's Hayimadabima Meishal Iske Gita Vikudishab. So the Paiskim discuss, what does that mean, Hayimadabima Al Iske Gita Vikudishab? Some Paiskim are of the opinion that somewhere in that discussion, he had to have mentioned wording that's real Kedushin wording. If in the entire discussion there was no indication of Kedushin wording, then it's not going to be a valid way of getting married. Whereas many Paiskim are of the opinion that as long as they're talking about getting married, the fact that none of the words that we've been discussing were used, it's clear that there is an intention to get married. And since it's clear that there's an intention to get married, that is adequate for them to be considered married. It says the Gemara Gufa, Yimadabim Me'isha, Aliske Gita V'Kedusha, they were talking about Gita V'Kedushin, Menasal Gita V'Kedusha, V'Loi Pirish, and they gave her the documents, but he didn't, or the money for Kedushin, and he didn't explain what he meant. Rabbi Yosef Omer, Dayoi, that she will be Mekudeshes. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Tzarech Lefarish. He has to express clearly that it is his intention to get married. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Meshmul, this that Rabbi Yosi said, who she'asukim b'yosinyan, they were involved in speaking about getting married. V'ken Amar Rabbi Loza Amar Rabbi Aisha, who she'asukim b'yosinyan. Says the Gemara Tanoim. Says the Gemara, there's a machlokes Tanoim. The Gemara says, Rabbi Omer, v'hu she'asukim b'yosinyan, when is it satisfactory if they were talking about getting married? Rabbi Elazar of Shimon Omer, Api Shena Sukim Baisa Inyan, she's going to be Mekadeshes. Ask the Gemara, V'ilav da Sukim Baisa Inyan, if they weren't talking about getting married and he didn't use the proper wording, Menor Yad Mai Kamala, so how would she know what he meant? Answers the Gemara, Amabaya, it's not that they weren't talking about it at all. The case is Me'inyan L'inyan Baisa Inyan. They were talking about marriage. They weren't being very clear that they're talking about their marriage and that they're getting married right now. But he holds that as long as they were talking about that subject, it's adequate. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Huna Shmuel, Halach Rav Yosi. The halach is like Rav Yosi, that as long as they were talking about Inyone Kedushin, she's Mekudeshes. And the same would be with Gerushin. And there's a machloikus rishonim, however, what is the case? Is me'inyan le'inyan ba'isa inyan enough? That's the opinion of the Rajba. The Itur says me'inyan le'inyan ba'isa inyan is not enough. Says the Gemara Amalei Rav Yemel Ravashi. Ela hadam Rabbi Yehuda Meshmul. Kol she'eni day gitim v'kedushin. Anyone who doesn't know all the halachas of Gittim Kedushin, lo yehei lo esek mimeim. He should not be involved in dealing in marriage issues. What's the halacha? Afila shmila hadar of Shmuel amar hadam Rav Huna Shmuel. This halacha that about asukim b'yse inyan. If a person doesn't know this halacha, what's going to be the halacha as far as him being able to be involved in this situation, in such halachas? Amalei enochanami. Even if he doesn't know, says the Gemara, even if he doesn't know this halacha, that is enough, says the Gemara, to disqualify him from these subjects. So, of course, the question is, why does the Gemara mention Gittin, and then Kedushin? Shouldn't the Gemara mention Kedushin and then Gittin? Because you all get divorced after you get married. So I saw that some explain that what the Gemara should be explained sort of apidrush, homiletically. And the way to understand the Gemara is kol she'ani day b'tiv gittin v'kedushin, gittin represents the sumira. Gittin represents how a person is supposed to distance himself from anything negative. Kedushin represents the say toiv, how a person is supposed to do what's right. And what the Gemara is saying is, first you have to be a sumira, and then you have to be an asay toiv. And that's why the Gemara speaks in this situation. So, but then I saw that the Ben Ish Chai asked this question, and he says that the responsibility of the Rav who's doing a get is much greater than the responsibility of the Rav who's doing a Kedushin. Because the Rav who's doing a get, and he didn't do it properly, the woman thinks that she's no longer married, she'll go marry another person, but she's really an Eish HaSish. And an Eish HaSish that gets married to another person, besides that it's a very serious Aveira, also children that would be born from such a marriage are Mamzerim. A woman who had Kedushin and really isn't married, so she thinks she's married, and she's not going to go and have relations and go marry another person, which maybe she is living with a man to whom she's not really married. But the repercussions are not that serious. And since the repercussions are not that serious, that's why we could be more lenient. I saw that the Sefer Chashuki Chemed discusses an interesting shiloh. He speaks about a situation that there was a wedding taking place, and there was a Rav, a Rosh Yeshiva, who was asked to be in Masada Kedushin, but they were experiencing a terrible snowstorm. And the Masada Kedushin didn't show up. And the question is, there's nobody there who is at the wedding who's really, as our Gemara identifies, a Yedei B'Tiv Gittin V'Kedushin, really an expert in Gittin V'Kedushin. And the question that needs to be understood is, can our Gemara just said, is that who can that individual be a Masada Kedushin? So I saw that the Taz says in Evan Ezer Simon Mem Tes Sif Katan Aleph that being a Masada Kedushin under the chuppah really is not such a difficult job, and therefore even if the person is not an expert in Hilchos Gittin Kedushin, he could be a Masada Kedushin. The Shvus Yaakov, the Pesachet Tshuva, quotes the Shvus Yaakov, says that our Gemara says, "Kol she'ena yidei b'tiv kutim kedushin lo yehele esek mimahem." If you're not an expert in these halachas, you may not be a Masada Kedushin under any circumstances. And the Pesachet Tshuva quotes the Knesset Yecheskel, who says as follows, "Dovazahu takana berabonit tzurafas." There's a takana, there's a ruling from the Rabbanim from France. Going back, says the Pesachet Tshuva, Shehoi b'mei Rabbeinu Tam, going back to the time of Rabbeinu Tam, Shegozru v'omru, Shlo yisada shum adam kedushin, no one is allowed to be a Masada Kedushin, ki imishin nifcha l'rav olamari tzadik b'kilosai. Only somebody who was appointed to be a Rav or a Dayan. U'mi shi'av al-eilab, he says that is terrible. Nobody should violate this. And he continues saying, it isn't for no reason that someone may not be a Seder Kedushin unless he has permission from the Rav. We have to be concerned for many problems. If he doesn't know the halachas, he may not recognize that these people may not marry each other. And therefore, he says that the halacha of kol she'ena yidei b'tiv gittin kedushin ayehei lo yisek mimahem implies even b'zman hazeh. So this question that we began with, what happens on the day that you couldn't find anybody else to be Masada Kedushin, is a machloikis that between the Taz, who will accept it, versus the Shvus Yaakov and the Knesset Yecheskel who are more strict about this. However, I did see that the Chashukei Chemed says that if all the paperwork, so to speak, was prepared before the actual Seder Kedushin, that means the Edim were already prepared by the Rav, who was supposed to be Masada Kedushin beforehand, and the Rav was prepared the Ksuba properly, so all the Masada Kedushin really needs to do is just say the Bracha. In such a situation, the Halacha is much more lenient. Taisus brings a different pshat in what we're learning here, Kosher any day, but the Kedushin, Ayyehe Oysuk Mayim. And that means, he says, it goes back to what we're learning in our Sugya. And we're learning in our Sugya, one has to be extremely careful that he should not use words that may create a Kedushin without him knowing. As we learned, if there are Sukkim by Se'inyan, it's very easy to create a situation where they're married, or if they use different expressions that we began to share with. And therefore, what Taisus says, Kol She'en Ideya B'tuv Gittin V'Kedushin, somebody who doesn't know what he's doing should be very careful, Ayeheloi Esek Imayim, should not say anything about Gittin Kedushin, because it could lead to terrible, serious repercussions about the husband and wife may end up being married without even knowing that they are. So here we're learning about the Siddur Kedushin and the importance of the one that's Masadur Get and the one that's Masadur Kedushin. And the question, of course, is who should be the Masada Kedushin. So as we're learning now, it isn't as simple as it seems. And I saw the Paiskim discuss different situations. The Paiskim discuss a situation where, again, somebody has a relative, and the relative was, they wanted to give him the kibud of being Masada Kedushin, but he really isn't very knowledgeable. And because he isn't really very knowledgeable, what happened was, he was Masada Kedushin, and the Edom were eating in a different room as he was being Masada Kedushin. And therefore, the Shas Chus Noi de Behuda Tanyana, Evan Ezer, Simon Pei Gimel, takes a very serious approach about this issue, and says that we should always look for Rav, who's knowledgeable in these halachas. We've also learned in our Gemara, the new concept of a sukkim by se'inyan. And if there's a sukkim by se'inyan, the is enough to create a kedushin. So the Ksav Seifer, the Shalos Tshuvos Ksav Seifer, Evan Ezer Simen La Meches, discusses a situation that a chassan was extremely emotional under the chuppah. And he started to say, Harei At Mekudeshes. But as we learned in our previous year, the word li is critical to the validity of the Kedushin, as it says in Shulchan Aruch Evan Ezer Simen Chav Zayin Sif Dalid. And the question is that he couldn't get the word out li. It seems that he maybe ultimately did, but there was certainly a very serious interruption between him saying Hare At Mekudeshes and then saying the word li. And the question is, will this be considered a valid Kedushin, or should it be done over? So the Ksav Seifer says that if the Chassan and Kala are standing under the Chuppah, as we're discussing here, and not just are they standing under the Chuppah, we have everything with the Edim. So he says that clearly is an indication, says the Ksav Seifer, that there are Sukkim by Sinyan. And our Gemara, says the Ksav Seifer, has taught us that if there are sukkim ba'isa inyan, they're going to be considered married, and that's enough they should be considered married. So even though, of course, saying the li is a critical part of the statement, if everything else points to the fact that they're getting married, so based on what we're learning, we could be perhaps lenient and say that the Kedushin would be considered a valid Kedushin. Says the Gemara. The Kain Begerishin, the The same halacha, we go back to what Shmuel taught us earlier. Shmuel taught us, Nosan l'gitav amalei harayat mishalach harayat megureshes, harayat meteres l'chal adam, the halacha is harayat megureshes. Says Mar Pshita, Nosan l'gita, somebody gave a get to his wife, amalei lishdan, he tells her, harayat baschayrim, loy amav loy klum. Saying that you're a free woman is a meaningless statement. Because a woman, a wife, is not owned by the husband. And since the wife is not owned by a husband, when you give a get, it doesn't represent freeing her. Since it doesn't represent freeing her, it's a meaningless statement. Amalei l'shifchasoi, vice versa. If somebody said to his shifcha, harei et meteres l'chal adam, you could get married, that too is a meaningless statement. Harei l'yam v'leklum, because she's a shifcha, she's not a wife. But the question is, says the Gemara, Om Lala Ishta, if somebody said to his wife, Harei at l'atzmach, you're on your own, ma mahu, how do we interpret that statement? Do we say, l'melach kamala, when it meant was that you could keep your own, whatever you earn, normally whatever shifcha earns goes to her owner, here he means to say, you could keep it, adem l'gamri kamala, what he meant to say was that you are free. Says the Mar Amalei Ravina Ravashi Toshma. The Tanan, the Mishnah we're going to learn later in our Masechta that Pehei on the base teaches us. Gufa shall get shichur. What is the language of a get shichur? Hareat ben chayrim, hareat laatzmacha. Says the Gemara Hasht Omav Kanani, the Konele Gufe, where owner completely owns his Avikanani. Ki Amalei, if he uses the wording of hareat laatzmacha, that will be satisfactory. We say legamri kamalei, he means to free him. So says the Gemara, Isha, the loy kanalei gufa, so a wife that isn't the property of her husband, like Hushkein, that this will be satisfactory. So Tysus, the very masculine Isha, asked the question. We started this piece of Gemara by saying that somebody who says to his wife, Hare at bas chayrim, it's not an effective way of creating a divorce. Why don't we say that if it works by a eved, by a shifcha, it should certainly work by a wife? So Tysus answers, and we really alluded to this. Tysus says that the word vaschairim is a word that has no connection to speaking about a wife. Because a wife is not somebody's property. It's not the husband's property. So since the wife is not the wife, husband's property, even though it works by an eved, and even though it works by a shifcha, it won't work by a wife. Amalei Ravina l'Ravashi. Amal la'avdai. If somebody said to his eved kanani, Eli esek bach, mai, what will be the halacha? Mi amrinan, what he meant to say was, Eli esek bach l'gamri karmalei, that he's completely freeing him, or maybe what he meant to say was, Oy dilma, he meant to say, you no longer have to give me whatever you earn. Amalei Rav Nachman Rav Nashi, Vamalei Rav Chanan Chuzoy Rav Ashi, Toshma to answer this question. The halacha is that Amoicha Avdalev Kachavim, if somebody sells his Eved Kanani to the Eved Kachavim, which may not be done, because as we know, an Eved Kanani is Mechuyiv in Mitzvahs, Ki Isha, he is Chayiv in Mitzvahs, and now, by selling him to Ovi Kachavim, he's not going to be able to do mitzvahs and not do be Shem Shabbos, etc., in the Ovi Kachavim's home. The halacha is, Yoitz L'Cheris, this Ovi goes out free. Not only does the Ovi go out free, but the owner who sold him to the Akum has to be the one to free, get him free, pay him out. V'tzarech, and he doesn't go back to the original owner. However, the Gemara says, V'tzarech, says the Bryce, V'tzarech shichur in Brabarishin. The original owner has to write him a get shichur. Amar Rav Shimon Gamliel, B'medvam Amurim, when is the halacha that you have to write a get shichur? Shlai Kosovoy Oinoi. That they didn't write a shtar that indicates that he was freeing the Eved. Aval Kosovolov Oinoi. If the owner had written a document that clearly indicates that he meant to free him, and there's no necessity for another shtar shichra. Ask the Gemara,
And we learned this Gemara Masech to Gittin Daf Mem Gimel Mabez. Heichidami Aina. Exactly what does Aina mean? If you will run away from this Nachri, Ainli Esek Bach. I don't have any rights over you. But what we see from here, that the word Ainli Esek Bach is a legitimate expression of Shichur Ha'eved. And the Rishonim say that if we're learning that it's a legitimate expression by an Eved Kanani, so certainly it will be a legitimate expression by a wife, going with the Svara that we just learned, that a wife is less the property of a husband than an Eved is the property of his owner. That's the opinion of the Tosfos Riazokin. The Rashba disagrees. And the Rashba says, similar to what we've been discussing in our shir, that the word Ainli Esek Bach are not words that have anything to do with the relationship of a husband and wife. And since they're not words that make sense regarding the relationship of a husband and wife, even though, as we're learning now, it would be effective by an Eved Kanani, it would not be effective by a wife. So as we began our Masechta, we know that a woman can become married to a husband through Kedushay Kesef. So says the Gemara, Amar Abaya, Hamakash B'malva, if a man lent money to a wife, and he says that the money I owed you, that should be the money that should affect a Kedushin, the halacha is Enim Kedushas. And as the Rishonim explain, we have a rule of Milva Loitzor Nitnum. So when somebody lends money to someone else, the person, the loiva who receives the money, is now the owner of the money. Now what happens by a kedushin? But what happens with a kedushin is that the husband gives money to the wife. If he's just letting her keep the malva, he hasn't given her anything. And since it's not considered they gave her anything, it's not a valid kedushin. However, says Abaya, if the kedushin was affected by saying "bahanos malva," and the Gemara right away is going to explain what that means, "mekadeshes." However, says the Gemara, "also lasses kain ne'aromus ribus." Says the Gemara, as we said, "hayanos malva hechidom." Exactly what does that mean? Ilema da'askafa. That what happened was that he connected interest to this loan. Domlo, he had told her, "arba b'chamisha, I'm lending you 4 zuzim, but I expect you to pay back 5 zuzim." Says the Gemara, that isn't haramis ribis. That's ribis malisahi. That's full-fledged ribis. And moreover, that's no different than the loan, haina milva, that we began with saying, hamakash mevilva enam kudeshes. Says the Gemara, loitzricha, the case here was, davrach loizimna, that there was a due date to that loan. And he told her that I'm going to extend the time by when you have to pay me. Or even if you weren't obligated to pay me, you're obligated to pay someone else, I will accomplish that you don't have to pay back the money right away. Now, this is something that people are ready to spend money on. People who owe money, especially if they don't have the means to pay back what they owe, would be willing to spend money to get an extension on that loan. Now, even though the Rishonim point out that this is also to do, it's not full-fledged ribis, it's harabis ribis. The halach is that it's going to be mekudeshes, because what he gave her was something that has value. And therefore the Rishonim say that let's say there was a case where a woman owed the man money, and he said, I'm willing to forgive you the loan, and with that, we should get married. So again, that is something that has value. People would pay to get money that they owe forgiven. And therefore, since that's considered not just a mekadesh b'milva, he gave us something that has a value. In some of the cases, it's going to be haramis ribis. But the halacha is, since it's only haramis ribis, that's why the halacha will be that it's a valid kedushin, but the halacha is that it's a valid kedushin. So I saw that the Cheshukei Chemed asks an interesting discussion. There was somebody who was mekadosh a woman with a ring, as we discussed at the beginning of Masechta, that it's a valid, that's the way Kedushin is normally taught. But the way this man received this ring was that he received the ring with money that he received as ribbis. What's going to be the halacha? Will that be, and then the woman wasn't aware of it, and then afterwards she became aware that the money that her husband used to be mekadesh her was received through ribbis. So what would be the halacha? So, because she says, that's not the way I want to become mekudeshes. So the Paiskim say that since, in even though there's something terrible about this money, it was received through in proper fashion, but that money, api halacha, is considered his money, because the person who paid him the ribbis, even though ribbis is usur, paid it and gave it to him wholeheartedly, it became his money. So therefore, even though she's repulsed that was the money she's getting married, the kedusha would be a good kedusha. Says the Gemara, Amar Rava, if somebody gave money to somebody and he said, "Helich money, ashtachsrili, you can have this money, but you have to return it to me." But mecher, if you're going to buy something, like I bought a piece of property, and the deal was that I gave payment, but the condition was that it has to be returned to me. Loikana. Bisha, if somebody's Mekadosh and Isha, and he gives her the money with the stipulation that it has to be given back, any Mekadoshes. If somebody does a pinyon aben to give the kohen the money, and he says, but you have to give it back to me, ain't benoy padui. But truma, if somebody gives a kohen truma, but there's a stipulation you need to give it back to me, the halach is yotzidei nesina, al pidin it's mutter. However, for us, the lasses kain, one should not do this. It looks like I'm making a deal. The halacha is that one is not allowed to make a deal to get the truma. In other words, somebody can't say that I'm going to work for you. I, the Kayin, will work for you, and for that, you're going to give me all your truma. That's called Kayin HaMasayeya, the base hagronus. And the fact that he's going to give it back to him is very much similar to that. Ask the Gemara, Mikasava Rava. How do we understand Rava's opinion? Says the Gemara, Ikasava Matanam Naslach Shema Matana, that when I give it to somebody with this stipulation, he's going to give back to me, it's considered as if I properly gave it to him. So ask the Gemara, Fila Kulanam, in all the cases, it should be fine. Vikasava Loy Shema Matana, and if the fact that I'm getting back doesn't let it be called a matana, so I feel truma namiloi, says the Gemara. And va'oid, another question. Rava Uda Amar, Rava is the man Amar who throughout Shas holds that matanam nas la'achse shema matana. Damar Rava, if somebody said, Helech esrig uzeh, take this esrig, somebody needs an esrig, he doesn't have his own esrig, and the halacha is that the esrig has to be lochem, so I can't just lend him my esrig. The halacha is I could give him my esrig with the stipulation ad nachshe tachsrili that he will return it to me after he fulfills the mitzvah. Not like vechzira, and if he took it and he did the mitzvah and then he gives it back to me, yotza. Bimlav, but if he didn't give it back to me, he's lo yotza, because the gift was connected to a stipulation. So why over here is Rava telling us that a matanam nas lahachzer is not acceptable? Elam a Rava. On the contrary, Ela Mervashi, on the contrary, Bekula in all situations, Kani, it's going to be considered a valid transaction. Vama Esha, besides the case of a wife, Lefisha Ein Isha Niknas B'Chalipin. As we discussed already, the way Chalipin is normally done, that somebody, the Lekeach, gives the Meicher something, and he makes a kinyan on that, and that's the proof, that's the kinyan, and then he gives it back. So, and we learned earlier on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph that chalipin is not a legitimate way to create a kedushin. And matanam nas lahachzer is very similar to chalipin, and that's why for kedushin it wouldn't work. Amalei Rav Huna Ma'abereidu Nechemi L'Ravashi, Hochem Emrinin, Mishmei D'Rava Kavaseich. This is the way we learned Rava said what he held. That Rava didn't actually hold that you don't have, that the Matanam Nas L'Achser doesn't work. Rava actually holds that the Matanam Nas L'Achser is effective. The only time Rava holds the Matanam Nas L'Achser is not effective is by the case of Kedushin, as we just learned. So he now spoke about giving the Kohen a Matanam Nas L'Achser for a Pidyon HaBen. Would that be considered a valid way of accomplishing a Pidyon HaBen? So the Paiskim discussed this question. And there are a number of elements in discussing this question. If there's going to be a Kohen that's going to accept Pidyon HaBen with a Matanam Nas L'Achser, the concern that the Paiskim bring up is that everybody's going to only want to use those Kohanim for Pidyon HaBen. Because I'm going to give the Chomesh Shloim to that Kohen, and I know that he's going to give it back to me. Everybody else won't. So, the Shulchan Aruch in Yoridea, Simen Shin Hei, Sifches says, in Ratzah Kohen L'Achs Loya Pidyon Rishoyim, if the Kohen wants to give back the money to the person who gave it to him, he may. Avelo Yitin Hu L'Kohen, one shouldn't give it to the Kohen, Amnash Yachsaloi. In other words, if the Kohen chooses to give it back, fine. But you shouldn't give it to the Kohen with such a stipulation. Vim Osakein Vichsaloi, Vidasa Kohen Hoys Matrila Shloi L'Kabloi, Amnash L'Achser, that the Kohen, that was his intention, not to take it full heartedly. Ein B'nai Padui, then the Pidyon HaBen is not effective. At Shiyigma B'liba Lita Matana Gemura. Do you have to give it to the Kohen full-heartedly, no strings attached? And if the Kohen wants to return it to you, then it's fine. And therefore, Daruch HaShulchan over there in Sifkat Nechav Zayin says that the Kohanim should be very careful, even if it is their intention to give back the money, not to say this. The Chidah, and I saw the same from Ramosha Sternbuch, says that a person who does a Pidyon HaBen by giving the Kohen the money for the Pidyon HaBen and not expecting to take it back, and not just not expecting it to take it back, but if the Kohen wants to give him back the money, refuses to take the money back, he says that is a skula for the health of the children. If somebody wants to be careful that his child should be healthy, leaving the money of the Pidyon HaBen with the Kohen is a skula. On the other hand, there are people who are careful to do a Pidyon HaBen with multiple Kohanim. The Shailos Yavetz says that when Eliyahu Novi came to Rav Haigoin, and he says that there was a group of Kohanim in a certain place, and Eliyahu HaNavi said that from that entire group of people who think that they are Kohanim, actually only one of them is a Kohen. So on one hand, we're learning that it's appropriate to do Pidyon HaBen by multiple Kohanim. We have to be concerned, is the Kohen by whom I did the Pidyon HaBen truly a Kohen, and therefore I should do Pidyon HaBen? And presumably, if we're doing Pidyon HaBen by multiple Kohanim, there's no requirement that we should have to give Chomesh Shloim and leave it with them every time. It would be a huge financial undertaking. But on the other hand, it seems that when one does the Pidyon HaBen, at least when he does it the first time with the primary Kohen, there should be no stipulation, and not just no stipulation, no intention. And maybe even if the Kohen voluntarily wants to give back the money, one should decline.